I'm Nathan Cones, here with your look at the midday news for this Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds spent the week prior to the Independence Day holiday touring across western Iowa with her family, which included multiple stops here in our listening area, promoting the new Iowa Office of Outdoor Recreation. Reynolds created that office, overseen by the Iowa Economic Development Authority, in June via Executive Order 19, with the explicit goal of leveraging the state's natural resources to broaden recreational opportunities for residents and visitors.
And to kick it off, my family and I, including our grandchildren, are going to be traveling the state of Iowa, really showcasing some of the great destination spots that we have to offer right here in the state of Iowa.
Reynolds and her family kicked off their tour in Union County at Green Valley State Park before heading to Menlo in Guthrie County to visit Iowa's original Freedom Rock. The Reynoldses then traveled west to Ottoman County on Tuesday, where they stopped at Bakery on Broadway, met Albert the Bull, and more. Next was Elkhorn in Shelby County, where the governor toured the Museum of Danish America, the Danish Windmill, and the recently constructed a Danish Troll. Tuesday also included a stop at Prairie Rose State Park near Harlan. Wednesday took the Reynoldses to the state's western edge to the Les Hills before they turned back eastward into Sac County, checking out the world's largest popcorn ball, the local Freedom Rock there, as well as enjoying a meal at Cattleman Steakhouse. The first family also traveled to the Shrine of the Grotto of the Redemption in West Bend, as well as the River's Edge Discovery Center in Webster County. Reynolds is in her final months as governor, and as she is not seeking re-election this November, but she will be continuing that tour promoting the Iowa Office of Outdoor Recreation throughout the month of July. Iowa fuel prices continued their decline heading into the 4th of July weekend, according to this week's report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship in AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the state was $3.53 per gallon, 1 cent below last week's price and 57 cents higher than a year ago. The national average on Wednesday was down 8 cents to $3.85 per gallon. As for retail diesel, Iowa prices fell 17 cents to $4.35 per gallon, 77 cents above last year's 4th of July average of $3.58 per gallon. Nationally, diesel prices stood at $4.84 per gallon. At the Des Moines Terminal, E10 was at $2.54, unleaded 87 was $3.11, ULSD number 2 was $2.98, ULSD number 1 was at $3.18, and E70 stood at $2.29. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were down 3 cents to $3.21 per MMBTU. Visitors to White Rock Conservancy can explore a new outdoor art installation this summer as part of a statewide public art initiative commemorating the nation's 250th anniversary. The sculptures are created by Sue and Jim Hemstra, and they actually opened on July 1st along the Steve Garsh Trail down to the Conservancy. The colorful works are designed to encourage visitors to reflect on the connections between people, history, as well as the local prairie landscape through those self-guided walks. The installation is part of Declarations, the public art exhibition featuring immersive, site-responsive works in central and southwest Iowa, and those are on display through September. Organizers say the project celebrates Iowa's landscapes, ag heritage, and cultural identity while also encouraging dialogue about the state's past and its future. The Hemstras are longtime artists who share a ceramic studio while maintaining distinctive art styles. They created the installation to complement White Rock Conservancy's focus on preserving ag and natural history. That'll be on display through September 30th, and White Rock Conservancy is open year-round, but it's most active during the summertime. And we do need to step away for just a moment. Stick around. More news coming up after this on KCIM.
It's Denim Day this Friday, July 3rd at Merchants Park as the Carroll Merchants host the Nomo Natties for a special noon game. This Friday's Merchants game is sponsored by businesses from Denim, Mike Heinrich's Flooring, Pi Electric, Pleasant Valley Woods, and Rod's Lawn and Landscape.
When I got hurt, my mom knew exactly where to go. Now I'm good as new.
When it matters most, St. Anthony is right here in Carroll. Dr. Michael Dirks and the orthopedics team at St. Anthony are ready to provide expert care close to home. Real care, right here. That is the power of the patient. Learn more at stanthonyhospital.org. Always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Just a reminder that the boil advisory for Manning water customers has been lifted. Manning initially started that advisory on June 28th following an issue at their water plant, and that problem was resolved on the same day, but it led to a pressure loss in the system, resulting in the boil advisory. The advisory itself was actually lifted yesterday, but just a reminder here that that is now free and clear. Customers down there did have to boil water for at least a minute prior to consumption, or to use bottled water as an alternative, just because of the potential risk for bacterial infiltration after that pressure loss. There were and continues to be requests to conserve water for the time being while the reservoir recharges there. Bottled water was provided at City Hall at no charge to Manning residents. So just a great example of community coming out to help community there. Those samples did come back yesterday, clear of any bacterial contamination, which is why the advisory was lifted. But just, again, a reminder of that. Coming up tomorrow, Coon Rapids is kicking off their 4th of July weekend with their barbecue and band event. They'll have a beer garden going on, the barbecue and live music, and patrons can have a good time knowing that the proceeds from the night are going to benefit local first responders, including the Coon Rapids Fire Department and Ambulance Service. After the beer garden starts at 5 o'clock that evening, hot dogs and hamburgers will be served up until about 5:30 or so. Following the dinner, the Carroll Area Band 2.5 Guitar is going to be taking the stage and performing live from 7 to 11 p.m. There will also be a raffle held where two $500 Coon Buck prizes will be given away. The event begins at 5 o'clock tomorrow down in Coon Rapids at the City Park, 925 North Street, and funds raised will benefit the Coon Rapids Fire Department and Ambulance Service. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd is suing Temu, the popular online marketplace based out of China. Byrd filed the petition on Wednesday in Polk County by the state of Iowa against Temu's parent company, PDD Holdings Incorporated, and Whaleco Incorporated, which does business with the online retailer. The lawsuit alleges that Temu violates the Iowa Consumer Fraud Act by functioning as hidden spyware that harvests user data and by engaging in extensive commercial fraud. Byrd says Temu is a data siphoning juggernaut that uses its marketed low prices to lure Iowans into unknowingly handing over their personal information, which due to PDD Holdings operations in China is subject to China's cybersecurity and national intelligence laws. Those laws mandate that businesses in China turn over data to the government upon request, leaving Iowa users' data vulnerable. Byrd also says that Temu has a blatant disregard for intellectual property, citing the unauthorized use of University of Iowa imagery and likenesses as an example. Byrd seeks injunctions to force Temu to stop its deceptive practices and data harvesting, civil penalties up to $40,000 for each violation of the Consumer Fraud Act, of which there are many, as well as reimbursement for affected Iowa consumers. Speaking of Iowa laws, the state is joining the rest of the country with its new animal-related law taking effect on July 1st. With the passage of House File 2348, Iowa becomes the final state in the country to classify animal torture as a felony. The law reclassifies the crime in Iowa from an aggravated misdemeanor to a Class D felony. That's a difference of a penalty of up to 2 years in prison and $8,500 in fines, to now up to 5 years in prison and over $10,000 in fines potentially. The law defines animal torture as the crushing, burning, drowning, suffocation, impalement, or other subjection of an animal to serious injury or death, or the causation, direction, or providing a value to another person to do the same. The bill was introduced on February 9th of this year and passed the Senate and House unanimously before being signed into law by Governor Reynolds on May 11th. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says it may be time for Congress to act on what's known as birthright citizenship after the U.S. Supreme Court this week struck down President Trump's executive order that sought to end the practice. Grassley says there's an industry for a lot of women in the late stages of pregnancy to enter the U.S., give birth to a baby, and then leave for their home country. He also says it's an abuse of our constitutional privileges that ought to be stopped. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that under the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, anyone born in the country is considered a U.S. citizen. Some historical context for the 14th Amendment is that was passed and approved to clarify that freed slaves following the Civil War were indeed U.S. citizens. That didn't seem to play a factor in SCOTUS's 5-4 ruling there. One justice did write in their dissent that birthright citizenship was granted by federal law. Also, developers hoping to build the data center on partially developed sites in northwest Iowa say they're making use of the property's existing infrastructure, but Sioux County officials and residents say they still need more answers before that project's going to move forward. During an informational meeting earlier this week, the company indicated they'd already found an end user. Representatives of Path One Data Centers say the project southwest of Hull would be significantly smaller than the large-scale projects that have sparked debate elsewhere and would use modern water cooling technology to minimize water use and noise. Last month, Sioux County supervisors approved a one-year moratorium on new data centers and battery energy storage systems in unincorporated areas of Sioux County. Data centers have become a hot-button topic in not just Iowa, but really nationwide. Just of note, there's been a couple data centers right here in Carroll County, one I believe down in Manning, the other in Coon Rapids, that have been operating for quite some time now with no issue or complaints really from the public at all. But that is going to be wrapping up your look at news here on KCIM for this Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. I'm Nathan Cohn reporting. Have a great weekend and 4th of July, everyone.